think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm delighted to welcome someone making their international debut on Tip TV. It's Tony Manini, who is CEO at Kalimantan Gold, a company which I actually made regard as one of my stocks for the summer. So I've done lots of research on it. Probably none of that will show through in the interview, but hopefully you can tell us a little bit about your company. Basically, as the name suggests, you are a gold miner, but also involved in copper as well.
That's right, Zach. Kalimantan Gold operates exclusively in Indonesia. Its focus is predominantly on copper and copper projects in that country. We have two projects. The core project is the KSK copper project in Kalimantan itself. We have a second major copper gold porphyry in Aceh on the northern tip of Sumatra, and a small gold project called Jelai in East Kalimantan.
Well, I'm glad that you can pronounce all those names, because it'll take me a while, maybe a few years, to get that right. I mean, the normal thing with mining stocks, well, the first thing is to ask is, obviously, we've got the backdrop of 4 or 5 years of a downturn in this sort of area, at least in terms of stock market sentiment and valuations and everything else. How much are you affected by that, and should we actually just put that to one side, just look at what you're actually doing and your costs, etc.?
Yeah, look, I think the fundamentals of the projects that Kalimantan has speak for themselves. We are, as you say, in a cyclical downturn in the industry, been bubbling along the bottom for a while. But the outlook for copper in particular, we're very bullish on. The copper story is really a supply-demand story driven by the urbanisation in Asia and the development of new technologies with vehicles and wind farms and various other things which are intensive users of copper. So copper, the fundamentals, and I think broadly across the market, people see that copper currently a slight surplus in the copper market, but the timing with respect to the KSK project, which Kalimantan's looking to develop, with a 3-year horizon for production, at that point in time, the general consensus is there to be a significant deficit in the copper market, and hence coming into a much stronger price regime at that time, of which the project, as I said, is due to come on. So, we're very focused on actually creating serious real value over the next 3 years by getting this KSK project into production in 3 years' time to meet that spike in the market.
Right, I've actually wrote, if the maths of the optimist is correct, it will cost only £150 million to develop your Barang Kanan project, and you'll be producing 20,000 tonnes a year, which will give $30 to $40 million per year in revenue.
Yeah, look, we at KSK, the intention there is to essentially, it's a very shallow deposit, so very low strip ratio. The copper species there are leachable copper minerals, so the concept is a heap leach copper project producing somewhere in the order of 15 to 20,000 tonnes of copper per annum. The work that we're doing at the moment will sort of detail all of that as the year progresses. That in itself is a decent scale of production, and we believe, on the basis of the numbers that we've put together this far, that in fact the capital for that project is probably somewhere in the order of $150 to $175 million versus pounds.
Right.
To produce, as I said, somewhere in the order of 15 to 20,000 tonnes of copper at sub $2 production costs. That's really where we see this project in terms of its fundamentals.
Right, I mean, the company's got a market cap of £6 million at the moment. So, you know, that's, you know, if you can get from A to B, that's a pretty significant upside, whatever you look at, whatever way you look at it. What has to happen now between where we are now and getting to that goal?
So, I guess this year we've got a program which is essentially a 6,500-metre drilling program on the main BKM copper deposit. We're looking to increase the confidence of the resource there. We're looking to expand the size of the resource there. It's currently just under 50 million tonnes at 0.6 copper, with 12 million tonnes at 1% copper. Over the course of this year, we'll be looking to increase that by somewhere in the order of 30 to 50%. We will be doing comprehensive metallurgical test work program. We've just engaged a fellow by the name of Graham Miller, very well known, one of the gurus in heap leach copper globally, to assist us with scoping the program and executing the program over the course of this year. Two resource upgrades during the course of the year. Back end of the year, we'll be doing our mining studies, putting all that into a strengthened financial model with the intention that by the end of this year, going into first quarter next year, we will have completed a comprehensive scoping study, or under the Canadian regime, a preliminary economic assessment. And at that point, we will then look to take the project into pre-feasibility. If the results are as we expect, we may go directly into feasibility study. So then there's feasibility studies for effectively probably 9 to 12 months, and then subject to successful outcome to the feasibility study, we've got essentially a 12 to 18 month construct on the project.
All right, so in your, I mean, let's say the viewers to this interview, they're new to the company. What for you are like the main bullet points in terms of what's special about Kalimantan Gold?
Kalimantan Gold has 3.5 million tonnes of contained copper in resource already. The projects have had more than $80 million of sunk capital in them now. The company, as you said, is valued somewhere in the order of 10 million market cap. It has real assets, real resources, and it fundamentally has two complementary assets, where one of those assets we can get into production in a relatively short time frame to meet that turn in the market, which can generate cash flow to then help us expand the size of the project and develop the larger options that we have in copper. So it has real assets. It's got a team of people who've done this before, so this is not the first time. So myself, I've been involved in 5 mine builds. I'm 30 years plus in the industry. I was one of the founding members of Oxiana Limited, which grew from a 3 million market cap to a 6 billion market cap company over an 8-year period back in the 2000s, and it did it essentially by doing exactly what we're doing now with Kalimantan Gold, and that is getting good quality assets at low points in the cycle, doing the necessary technical work to get them into production, funding the projects, building the projects, and creating value through that process for all the shareholders.
Right, well, that's just a general question, maybe to sort of actually apply your knowledge of the area. I mean, most private investors, they do love mining stocks, resources stocks, oil and gas, that type of area, because, you know, if they get it right, it's like this, they've got a 10 bagger on their hands or more, as you've just described with your experience. But is the reason that, you know, this area is looked upon as risky just because the management is not experienced? The resort, you know, the experience of the management tends to be the weak link in the whole area.
I think
rather than actually the economic cycle or the market itself.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Zach. The The environment that we work in, we as a team are very experienced in. I have been working in the Southeast Asian region most of my career, and as have most of the guys in the team. So the VP Exploration, Steve Hughes, his 20 years of experience in Indonesia. Our team, the team that sort of sits behind us, has developed a number of projects in Indonesia, some of those very substantial projects. I guess, so we're very comfortable in that jurisdiction, managing the risks associated with the jurisdiction. But I think you have to take a little bit of a step back with a place like Indonesia. Indonesia's actually got a very, very good history over a long period of time. It's Freeport's been operating in Indonesia for 58 years. There's been a number of world-class assets built and continue to operate today. Most of the major companies are represented there or have been represented there. And it's a mining country, 12% of GDP.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.